Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G, with another electric edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us today, gaming executive John English, and good friend of the show. Good to have you back, buddy. And another good friend of the show, sports analyst and everything about numbers in sports, Amal Shah.
The Shah.
And with me, as always, to my left, for the last 19 and a half years, orchestrating the Goat Rodeo, the master of mayhem, the wizard of whoopee, and the ambassador of fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey with G. Line one, go ahead. And good morning to you.
And yes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How was your week, sir?
My week was good, man. I mean, I love the fact that we're finally starting to see some real Vegas weather for a change. Earlier in the week, it was a little cold, a little windy. You saw a little bit of rain. But the last couple of days in the 80s, I mean, that's sort
I like of, that you're starting with weather. You're going to do traffic next?
You just asked me how my week was.
And it's backed up at the spaghetti bowl, and the week was hot.
The
it
traffic
was
sucks in this city so badly right
well,
now.
They're working on it.
No matter where you're driving, it sucks. The more construction than ever before. The traffic
so
lights
start
in the
show
city.
With complaining.
Well, you got
you're
me going on traffic.
Hold on a second.
You went to
week?
Traffic.
How was your week? And it's backed up at the spaghetti bowl. Jeffrey and I have been on the radio together for 9 years now, and when we were on another network, there was a guy that we would call radio guy that would come on in the half hour and do traffic, and he would be that guy. He would be radio guy.
Yeah.
And it's backed up at the spaghetti goal. It's 85 degrees here in Las Vegas, and my wife is making pot roast for dinner.
It's the next Ron Burgundy.
We'd come out. Yeah, it's Ron Burgundy. Stay classy,
first,
Las Vegas.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, I never complain about the traffic in this town. Having lived in Los Angeles, Dallas, Miami,
I agree. I get it.
There's no reason to complain.
And
about
I moved
it.
Here from New York City, but it's like, here's the problem, because it's unnecessary. In cities like L.A. and New York,
there's
it's population density.
Yeah, but we have construction here. Let's not even talk about that. Listen, more interesting to me.
This is one of the easiest cities in the world to live in.
Oh, there's no
me.
Question.
No,
John, thank
I know.
You for that answer. Speaking of
no
which.
You're right. You're right. We're very blessed.
How has Mr. English been? I know you've been on the road somewhere, probably abroad, international, visa required.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. Thanks for asking. No, I was in Asia for a while, and of course, things are jumping over there, and you know, Macau is the numbers are starting to look pretty good over there again. So yeah, I've been all over the place. Most recently, local because of all the expansion with sports betting here in the U.S. You guys have been covering quite well.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I want to ask you from a global perspective, and domestically speaking as well. Where do you see this thing going? Because right now, I know in New Hampshire, there's a legislation coming up in the state legislature that could be critical. Some of the other states that need revenue streams are interested in it, but they're talking about a potential fee, which I don't see coming to fruition. Because in Nevada, we've done it so successfully for so long without paying these leagues or anyone else an integrity fee or whatever you want to call it. I think it's just, you know, to me, it's a made-up way of people trying to get their hands in somebody else's pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you see big picture
well,
for
you
this?
Know, I've been outspoken about this for quite
since
some time.
Since day one.
Yeah, since day one and years now, even before PASPA.
But more than anything, what you've pointed out, and we were discussing it before the show, is at the end of the day, how little money, I say little money, but how little money in terms of percentages is really left over at the end of the day.
It's all about the economics. The economics don't really work for, you know, too many hands in the pie type of situation, right? So for leagues to be able to say that they're taking 1%, let's say, or that we're offering to give the leagues 1%, it's like 20% of your revenue.
Correct.
So it's really...
Based on a net 5 return,
sure.
Right?
I mean, well, we did a little better this year in Nevada, but still, you know, five based it on a 5.
I think
they
gave it back with Tiger last week.
They did. Yeah, right? That was a little tough.
But to John's point, which I think is an excellent one, to me, the league should be happy about the legalization of sports betting. And the reason why I say this is baseball, you got 162 games, NBA, NHL, 82 games. Look, the reality is nobody cares about the NBA on December 14th. I just picked an arbitrary day, a game between, say, Memphis and Portland. Unless you've got money on the game, or unless you're a diehard Memphis Grizzly fan or a diehard Portland Trailblazer fan, a person like myself who doesn't follow any professional team with any kind of allegiance, you're only watching it if you have money on the game.
You're right. You know, look, the leagues should, they'll get more engagement, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
So people will be far more engaged in the game. You'll get more viewership with that, of course, which means you're also, as sports expands, we also pay for the subscriptions for all the channels, and those don't come cheap. They come by fire. fire code, right?
I've paid a lot of money over the years for those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know as well as anybody, they're crazy expensive, right? And then of course there's the gain of sponsorships that they're going to get from all the William Hill is sponsoring things.
MGM Resorts.
MGM is sponsoring. Yeah. All the major gaming companies are sponsoring. Caesars. They're all.
Well, they realize now they don't have a choice. They got to be. They want to be a part of this.
Speaking of Caesars,
exactly. So the leagues are gaining in value. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean.
Speaking of Caesars, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what's going on there. That's a little, well, we know what's going on there anyway. It's Carl Icahn has been buying up little bits and pieces of Caesars stock.
More than little bits.
Over 19%.
I was going to say that added up to quite a bit.
27%?
And then he got some board seats to go along with that and then made some serious demands of put Caesars up for sale.
Which is what Carl does.
Which is exactly his model. And he has now a new, they have a new CEO, Anthony Rodio. He's brilliant. He's been around the block a lot. So
do you know him?
He should do well. I've met him. I don't know him well.
Okay. Yeah. But this, ostensibly is a move where this is the new CEO, probably sort of somewhat handpicked by Icahn to lead the charge, and then eventually they're going to be looking for a suitor, no?
That's the plan.
I mean, the stock was under $6, and now yesterday it was up.
Well, we put it in our news report. In our news report, we had the head, the front runners.
That's Global Market Advisors.
Yeah, to be GMA news brief that we put out.
Can anyone get on that?
Yeah, just go to globalmarketadvisors.com and subscribe to our newsletter.
Thank you.
And we span the world with it, so it's not just all Vegas. But anyway, with regard to that, he's got. They got premium properties. They got a lot of different things, but he wasn't happy with the management. They're going to turn it around, hopefully, and put up for sale. The front runners look like Tillman Fertitta. And initially, it was maybe El Dorado Resorts.
I saw that.
They got a couple of good suitors that might.
But it seems like Tillman might be leading the charge.
Yeah, and apparently at this moment he's buying stock as well. And
that's usually a good sign.
And as it turns out, this week also the Cosmopolitan put out that they're eyeing the possibility of a sale.
Correct.
But they're
owned by a venture capital group, BlackRock?
Blackstone.
Oh, Blackstone, excuse me.
Yeah, one of the biggest, yeah.
Correct.
Now, do you think it's ironic that it's Passover, Good Friday, Easter, and the movie Hellboy comes out at the same time?
No, and there's a Knights game on Easter. I mean, we don't know at what time.
Well, happy Passover, everybody, and happy happy holidays. We had a great time at Sapphire Pool yesterday.
When do you not?
Yeah, and the Sapphire Pool and Day Spa opened up, and last week we saw a new Elvis show that opened up, and... there's always things going on here. Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties. Sapphire Pool Day Club is one of the best. Shout out to Brett Feinstein. It's his birthday. And if you're in Vegas, drive on over and visit them. There's a complimentary buffet, tasty treats, complimentary cocktails, Sapphire Pool and Day Spa. Connected to the world-famous Sapphire Gentlemen's Club with hundreds of the most beautiful women in the world and a few ugly ones. Just a few ugly ones. Here's what's happening this holiday weekend. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Fest and Car Show is at the Orleans Hotel and Casino with live music by Reverend Horton Heat, the Delta Bombers, and legendary singer Wanda Jackson. Tickets are only 40 smackers. Heartbreak Hotel, the new concert experience at Harrah's Las Vegas, showcases Elvis Presley rise to stardom with amazing archival videos, never seen before photos of the King of Rock and Roll, starring Eddie Clendening, who starred as Elvis in Broadway's Million Dollar Quartet. It's a must-see for all you Elvis fans. All I can say is thank you very much. For you stoners, and you know who you are, reefer-loving reggae-influenced reggae band Slightly Stupid, and they spell stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D, appears at, you guessed it, The Joint. At the Hard Rock Hotel. Yes, Amal.
I wanted to see, you're talking about the Elvis show, the concert, October, April 28th at Harrah's, the premiere.
I say April 28th? No, Sunday is it's been in preview, so I went to previews.
Were you there on Monday or Tuesday?
When did I go?
Yeah.
I went Tuesday.
I was there, I didn't see you.
You were?
Yeah.
How long did you stay?
I was there for the whole show.
No way. Amal has ADDDDHD.
I'm one of the producers of the show.
You are?
Yeah, that's why I was there.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, Scott invited me.
Have you guys met each other? Jonathan, this is my friend Amal. Amal, this is Jonathan Scott.
That's funny.
We do a radio show together sometimes.
You know my guy Scott Prizan?
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Scott's great. Yeah, tell him we're friends, and then we're on the air together.
I can put you guys on a text. You can get each other's numbers.
We don't talk that much.
I don't generally pay attention during this segment. I heard a Heartbreak Hotel, so
I saw his head pop up. He starts going like this with the paper. I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah, we were like 10 rows back. Love the show. I know they're still in previews, and they're making some changes. Yeah. But if you're an Elvis fan, I think the archival stuff is terrific. They're making some changes to it, and we could talk about my notes later on. Saturday, 4:20 at 10:30 p.m. at the Cromwell, Snoop Dogg celebrates the 25th anniversary of his debut album, Doggy Style. And who doesn't like doing it doggy style?
Good one, John.
That's where Jared has sound effects. Don't you have sound effects? Tickets start at only $40 for Snoop Dogg. Saturday, 8 p.m.
Yippee-o, yippee-a.
$4.20.
It should be. The Cannery presents Coolio and the Funky Cold Medina
hip-hop
star.
I'd rather see Coolio.
Tone Loc.
I love
Tone
Loc. Coolio.
You want to Tone Loc?
Sure.
And Young MC. Jeffrey knows all these guys.
His real name is Marvin. He grew up in Brooklyn.
His real name is Marvin.
Yeah, Young MC. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, I know. I believe you. It's only $20 for that show. And that's
where is
Cannery.
That?
Did Bust
the
a Move.
At the Cannery?
Yeah. $20 on,
I'd love to go see that show. That's actually a good show.
Later tonight.
Coolio.
The Funky Cold Medina.
Young MC. Yeah. And who's the third one?
Tone Loc had a voice deeper
than mine. Okay, Doug, how you doing?
Deeper than John English's voice. Yeah. Tone Loc, the Funky Cold Medina. Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Miss Dionne Warwick appears at Bally's, singing all of her hit songs. The morning I wake up.
Speaking of 4:20, Tone Loc does a great song called Chiba. You got to listen to that one. That's a good one.
Okay. Now through May 11th, James Taylor and his all-star band will put you to sleep at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, my God. JT still around?
Yeah, I love James
Sweet
Taylor.
Sweet baby James.
Of course you do.
How could you sit through a whole show? That's how, if you've got money invested in the show, that's how you stay through the whole show.
It's 100% true. I would have been gone.
Because I know you're not sitting through a JT show.
I would do my best.
You'll be nodding off 20 minutes in.
Sunday, 10 a.m.
I think I could do it.
Yeah, you could. He could not.
Amal, I've gone to shows with Amal, and I've gone to a show with Amal, and he left before the curtain came up.
Actually, that is true.
I see Brian Ferry, and he left before the show even started.
Show started at 8, 7:45. I was down at the bar at the Cosmo.
He was out the door. Really, it's true. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Strat, formerly the Stratosphere, hosting a free family-friendly Easter celebration on level 108 with Easter bunnies and entertainment. And you could just throw the kids off. You know, I mean, that's the popular thing to do now.
Throw the kids off?
Just throw the babies off, yeah.
Maybe drop them off?
Yeah.
Just not open the door, kick them out?
Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace is appearing at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George is one of the best stand-up comics. If you've never seen George Wallace,
hilarious.
Now's the time. Bronx Wanderers have moved over to the Link Hotel. Tenors of Rock at Planet Hollywood. We were just with our friend Jimmy Denning over at Sapphire. Zombie Burlesque with our friend Enoch Augustus Scott, my little brother over at Planet Hollywood. Watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel, Primetime. Listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and of course visit our website at VegasNonstop.com. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back with more. Catch at Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and of course on our website at VegasNonstop.com. Joining us in studio, gaming executive John J. English, sports analyst Amal Shah, and of course my co-host for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Hi, John.
Okay, so we all watched the Knights play the Sharks the other night in a heartbreaking loss, but what do we know about Sunday going into the game? Let's lead off with Jeffrey.
We know that we don't know what time it starts yet. We know that they'll probably be a little better rested for this game and a little more prepared. They came out sluggishly in game five.
Is that a word, sluggishly?
Sluggishly.
Amal?
I think looking at the betting price right now, you've got VGK at about -170 to 175. I think it's too high.
Agreed.
I look at San Jose. They played extremely well. The other thing that concerns me as a VGK fan would be that the Knights only scored on power plays. They weren't able to convert at even strength. That's critical. 2 for 2 on the power play, but you've got to be able to score at even strength. I thought Martin Jones was outstanding in goal for the Sharks.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. Finds his confidence. This could be a real challenge. Look, I didn't think the series was over when it was 3-1. I thought if the Sharks could find a way to win Game 6, we were going to be in a situation where Vegas would have their backs against the wall. So we'll find out on Sunday night.
Jeff?
Yeah, I can't wait till Sunday night.
So I know you're a crazy Uber fan. John took me to my first game of the season a couple weeks ago. Why did they have the open net with 2 minutes left? It didn't.
Because you're down by two goals.
We were down by two. So it goes, you know, anything more than that wouldn't have made sense.
Plus, it makes it easier to get the game to go over the total.
I agree with them all. And Jeffrey, you know, look at, we got to focus on that Stastny line, you know, with Pat Chiaretti.
Amazing.
And Stone.
And Mr. Stone.
It's just been absolutely incredible.
But here's, I think Amal brought up a great point, is we can't rely on that second line to win games.
Yeah.
Our first line, with Wild Bill, with Marchessault, with the guys that got us there, certainly at least last year, obviously Patch and Stastny and Stone are all new this year, but we've scored a lot of goals either shorthanded or on a power play or empty net.
Right.
And that 5-0 game the other night, I didn't think it was a true picture of the teams, especially with Thornton being suspended.
No.
Right?
I liked the series, or the game, first home game, where we had the hat trick, of course, which was amazing, right?
It was. But that whole...
I got to watch, which I was waiting for the whole fight, which was Reeves get to his shot at Kane.
Oh, at Kane.
I was dying when that happened.
Are you guys fans of people throwing the hat on the ice when you get the hat trick? I'm not throwing $20 on the ice because the guy got a hat trick. I expected. I came to the game. I paid the money.
The risk you take.
I saw that one commercial with the guy. I think it was a Geico commercial. The guy's trying on hats.
It was the fedora.
Yeah. This one has a good flip to it.
No, I think I'm excited about I wish we could have wrapped it up in San Jose, but we were playing sluggish. You brought up a good point.
They did look tired, and I don't know if that's an indication of the team as a whole or just a couple of the lines. They are going to have a few nights off.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'm concerned about Fleury a little bit.
We played hard. We played Fleury hard. Right, I mean, he had a lot
that's
of shots
my point,
at goal.
And that's why I said to you, they must have had 40 shots the other night.
He's going to get a couple days.
He was standing on his head the other night at some point.
He'll get a couple days of rest. I think he'll be fine. We got to bring it home. We will. I think
you have to do it.
Look at I looked at an Amal would know too. I can't. Jonathan won't let me go off of my phone to look at my little chart here. But it looks like we're still favoring for the cup now.
Yeah, 6-1, 5-1. And
the Islanders and Columbus are actually leading it only because they've already gone past the first round.
Fair enough, but a big picture. Remember, a lot of money coming in on VGK, but I'll tell you something. This year is wide open.
As much as any year.
Any year. Tampa had the best record.
I was going to say, knocking Tampa and Pittsburgh out, getting swept
huge
in the first round.
Exactly, both teams getting swept. But I'm going to tell you one thing I would caution on Sunday. Mark Eduardo Vlasic is back in the lineup for the Sharks. Defenseman, probably their best defensive player from a defensive perspective, because obviously we look at Burns and we look at Carlson, what they do offensively as well. But to me, you look at the Sharks without him in the lineup, 10-9-1 this year, with him in the lineup, well over 500 the last 2 years, and almost a half a goal differential defensively. He has made a difference.
That's
a little bit of a concern. John alluded to the fact that Jumbo Joe was out in Game 4. Mm-hmm. That had an impact. So to me, you look at this matchup, it will
not be
easy.
They're a different team with Thornton back in the lineup,
and
now they're adding their best defenseman.
Exactly.
That's a different game. Maybe, just maybe, Sunday's game is an under game, Amal.
Are you out of your mind to bet an under with the way these two teams have
That's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying it. This could be an under game. Because you know it's going to be at least six, right?
Under six?
Six and a half.
It's been averaging 6.5 last few games.
I think I'm gonna stick my nose out there. I'm going to take the under.
So I've been taking the over each time.
You got it. That empty netter helped you the other night.
Yeah.
Well, but can I caution you one thing on the under on Sunday for this reason? If VGK wins, which many of us expect them to do, I actually like the Sharks based on the value. But if San Jose's down a goal or two, they will pull the goaltender much sooner because season's on the line.
Yeah.
Remember that happened to Tampa. Gave up three, not one, not two, but three.
It went to seven real quick.
It went from 4-3 to 7-3 in about a minute and a half on empty net goals.
But at 4-3, the over was already in.
But different numbers. If people were betting
about those last couple of goals.
Exactly.
It's amazing how sometimes you see an empty net and they don't score at all, and then in other games they get three. How does that happen?
It really is amazing, and so just something to caution in terms of that game.
We have to at least touch upon Tampa Bay being swept in the first round.
How does that
is this the greatest upset in hockey history?
Look at last year, okay? Not to say it's exactly the same, but I mean, take a look at last year. They did great, went all the way to the end, right?
Who's that?
Tampa Bay. I mean, they're
the best. They were up 3-2 against the Washington.
They had the best record in the league. And
as they did this year.
Yes, best record in the league this year, and they just can't pull it off.
And Columbus just squeaked in.
Well, yeah. I think what happened.
My Montreal Canadiens have more points than the Vegas Knights, and we're not in the playoffs.
Penguins swept, too.
That one surprised me.
That Islander team is a lot better than people think.
Well, that Islander team's outstanding. Gave up 100 less goals than they did the previous year, thanks to Barry Trotz and the defensive effort they put in this year when he came over from Washington. But to John's point about Tampa, look, this is a team that won the President's Cup trophy. For people that don't follow hockey, the President's Cup trophy is the team that has the most points during the regular season.
And it wasn't even close.
62 wins, a National Hockey League record.
Correct.
I mean,
they had 127 points?
I thought it was 132, but I could be mistaken.
Let's call it 130, whatever. The next closest team was only like 107.
Yeah, I mean, this team was sensational to do what they did, but they were up 3-0 in game one at home. Lose that game 4-3 in regulation to Columbus, then lose game number two.
At home.
Yes, and then I thought what helped Columbus in this series was, remember last year against Washington, they won the first two on the road and then got swept by Washington 4 in a row.
Correct.
So this time around, they were able to.
They were ready for that.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, I don't know how you come back from that.
I have a lot of friends that are Tampa Bay fans, man.
Really?
Oh, my God, they're in pain.
They were already planning the parade route.
I mean, seriously, I mean, they played great, you know, come all set, all season long. It's just, and by far and large, the point leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of Washington, man, Carolina's giving them everything they can handle.
Let me tell you real quickly, the problem for the Capitals in this series, I think they've scored 10 goals. Six of them have come as empty netters or on power plays, so they're not able to really succeed on even strength situations. I would not be surprised if Carolina pulls out game five.
Wow.
How do the injuries match up?
With who? With on
between
Vegas?
The Knights and the Sharks?
I think they're both pretty healthy, to be honest with you.
Right now we're doing okay.
You know, with Thornton back and them getting back their defender, and I don't think we're dealing with too many injuries for the Knights that I know of. I mean, certainly, you know, fatigue is always an issue, especially with as hard as these guys are playing in the first round.
Can I just counter that with they have the entire offseason to rest? And you don't want to start sooner.
Yeah.
A couple of quick announcements. Our friend Angelo Casero was supposed to be with us today, but he got tied up. But he asked us to mention the Italian American Club's golf tournament, which is coming up next Saturday on the 27th. There's still foursomes available. It's only $90 and includes a great lunch over at Italian American Club. And also on the 28th, the Italian American Club is going to be presenting $50,000 in scholarship funds, which I think is the highest they've ever done.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? What an amazing organization it really is. I'm proud to be a member.
You're a lifetime member.
I am.
Yeah, I'm an honorary.
Yes, I was hoping Angelo would join us in the studio today so we could talk more about it.
Nancy wouldn't let him
out of the house.
He wouldn't let him out of the house.
Okay. He said he was making dinner, cooking something?
He had to cook.
I imagine he puts out some unbelievable food.
It's important stuff. Yeah.
So a shout out to everybody at Italian American Club
is fantastic. Ben, Jimmy, Angelo, everybody does an amazing job running the place. It's
incredible. What's your favorite thing to eat there?
I start out with the peppers. I love the escarole, and I go for the linguine. And clams.
That's my favorite linguine and clam, and I like the escarole too.
Ossobuco is amazing. It's
with polenta.
If you can get it, the ossobuco, it's
with
it's
polenta.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's unreal.
Really?
Yeah, you can get it with it, whatever you want. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk more about food, but we're going to take another commercial break. Yeah. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you looking for a new job, changing careers, or are you looking to hire that perfect new employee? Mike Holton Staffing Resources has positions open in all fields, including the hospitality industry. Do you need an administrative assistant, a bookkeeper, a receptionist, or a salesperson? With over 40 years in job placement, Mike Holton Staffing Resources can help you be happy in a new and fulfilling career, or help you fill that hard-to-find job. Michael and Staffing Resources, human resource professionals. For a personal interview, call Jennifer at 702-805-1493. That's 702-805-1493. He looked at him with those
soft eyes so innocent and blue. Jonathan Scott back at you here on Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Also available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And now you can check us out on our new Roku channel, which is called Prime Time. And just go to hashtag Vegas Nonstop. And you can visit the website, of course, anytime for past shows on VegasNonstop.com. Joining us in studio, gaming executive John English, sports analyst Amal Shah, and my co-host for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with the G Line 1. Go ahead, Jeffrey Kramer. NBA.
Listen,
what was
man.
A blowout the other day, wasn't it? With
what?
The
Golden
Warriors.
State? Yeah. Last night? Yeah, it was a blowout. But let's not overlook the fact that the Clippers did come back from 31 down in game two in Golden State to beat the Warriors. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think the Warriors are going all the way. I think this team has some issues. They just lost Boogie Cousins the other night with a torn, was it a quad? Quadricep or something? Telephone.
Denied.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin Durant is a cancer, toxic problem in the locker room. And you could see it in his body language, and you could see it. And I think Patrick Beverley is going to give him fits for the rest of the series.
By the way, I think Kevin Durant can make a cancer patient seem optimistic. I mean, Jesus, this guy.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Debbie Downer.
He really is. I don't like his body language. I don't like the way he is in post-game interviews. There was a piece on 60 Minutes recently. I didn't see it, but I saw a clip of it. And I was just like, come on, man. You're making about $30 million a year. You won back-to-back titles. You're trying to go for a three. Pete, you're playing on a team with the greatest shooters of all time.
Thank you.
I mean, what more do you want in life?
That's my point. And you know, someone said something the other day on one of the sports shows I was watching. He's the equivalent of Jay Cutler of basketball.
Well,
you should see Cutler sitting on the bench sulking. He always looked like someone just took his ball and went home.
Or Jeffrey Kramer on radio. But when the weather's not good.
Hey, or the traffic.
How is that traffic?
I don't remember, but I just picked up on it.
That is one of the worst comparisons I've ever heard.
Why?
Because Kevin Durant's
you're talking about body, but you're talking about body language and attitude.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Kevin Durant, you never ever think he doesn't care.
True.
Jay Cutler, you think he's absolutely indifferent in terms
because of his body language and facial expressions.
I agree, but Jay Cutler hasn't won anything except a nice wife. The reality of it is Kevin Durant has been a superstar his entire
hands
career.
Hands down. I'm not talking about
the 07 draft.
Yeah.
Behind Odin. Ogden. Odin?
Greg Oden.
Greg Oden.
He's a great player.
How do you feel if you're Portland?
Great player, bad attitude.
Yes.
Yeah, but why? He wasn't always like this. I don't get it.
KD?
Yeah. You know, we don't know
what goes on. He's in Oklahoma City with Russell and James.
Well, here's the thing. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
He's unstoppable.
He really is.
He's
a beast. What did he drop last night? 38?
Yeah. I mean, high.
With Beverly on him.
he's incredible. And
so where does he go next year? He's going to be at MSG? Because good luck dealing with the New York media at Madison Square Garden with that attitude.
You win a title in New York? You could murder somebody in Times Square and not get convicted.
I agree.
And that's been done.
Yeah. Donald Trump, I think.
But that would be the place for him to go.
There's no question. I think if you're Kevin Durant, I go to New York. Because you know what? LeBron James didn't have the guts to go to New York. Oh. I'm telling you, if I was a free agent, New York would be my one and only destination. Because you win in New York, you are a god.
Correct.
46 years now since the Knicks won a title. 1973, last time the Knicks won a title.
Walt
Clyde Frazier, Earl Monroe, Bill Bradley, superstars, Willis Reed. I mean, just what a team.
And the Zen Master.
It's funny you mentioned Bill Bradley because he's the one that went on to put PASPA in place.
Oh.
He was one of the big proponents that helped draft PASPA.
I did not know that.
Which made sports betting illegal.
And John, we've got a question for you. What about Marcos Tavares? What about gaming in Brazil? Is that a random question?
Come
is that
to
a
see friend you of soon, yours? Marcos. Is a friend of mine. No, he said Marcos runs one of the biggest gaming companies out there, Ortiz Gaming, originally, that's in Brazil. Now he's on his own and doing his own thing, and he knows all things Brazil.
So he just wanted you to plug Brazil.
Coming to Brazil soon, my friend.
Yeah, how much fun would that be?
Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah, well, you know, things are expanding. I'm going to Jamaica coming up. I'm going back to Asia.
Montego Bay?
Yeah, I'm going to St. Lucia.
Mobay.
Why, there's no gambling in Jamaica, is there?
John, it's my understanding you needed somebody to carry your bags.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of offers for that. Yeah, a lot of offers to carry Mr. English's bags.
Gaming's not just in the U.S. Everybody's thinking, you know, sports betting's expanding in the U.S., but it's really, you know, popular all over the world.
Yeah, you know, here's just Las Vegas, and how many states now where sports wagering is legal? Five, six, eight.
Legislation popping up everywhere, and there's some tribal stuff that's coming up as well. That's really interesting.
Well, your friend Ernest Stevens watches all the time.
Yeah,
Shout out,
hey Ernie, how you doing?
E3.
All my partners, Tim, Ernie, yeah. All the guys.
Yeah, they're fans of the show, and yeah, I like that. I appreciate that.
Love it. Yeah.
So on NBA, how's it gonna shake out? You don't think Warriors are gonna go all the way, Amal?
Listen, they're certainly the most talented team out there. I mean, on paper, I think Houston could give them a run for their money.
I think Warriors going all the way.
First of all, I appreciate Jeffrey speaking for me. Second,
he likes to name them all.
I never even saw your lips move.
I tend to agree with John. I still think Golden State's the team to beat, as well as Houston is playing. I think they're gonna have their hands full with Golden State. You know, the thing with Golden State is that we kind of fail to realize sometimes is complacency sets in. When you're that great and you're that successful, it's hard to get motivated. You've seen it throughout the course of history in sports. Some of the most talented guys, they look like they're not necessarily giving the best effort because it just comes so easy or so naturally to them. I think it's something similar with Golden State. Now, last year, they were fortunate to escape Game 7 in Houston. No Chris Paul in that game, and the Rockets shot a terrible percentage from the three-point line. I think they were like 6 for 26. The reality is, I still think Golden State, with the experience, the talent, the coaching, they're the team to beat. But I'm telling you right now, don't sleep on the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference.
You've been saying that.
Yeah.
And do you think they're good enough to give a Golden State run for their money?
Yeah, they had the best home record in the NBA this year. Remember, they blew out Golden State twice. Now, the regular season doesn't mean anything, but I still look at the fact that this team is not fearful of Golden State, in my opinion, and you've got one of the best players in the world now in Giannis.
100%.
I think they've got a great shot. Now, it's tough to hold Golden State down shooting in 4 out of 7 games with Thompson, KD, and Steph, but I think Milwaukee's a team that could potentially do that.
They can't play sluggishly? Has that
ever said? Sluggishly.
Sluggishly.
You know, and everybody talks about day. GOAT and the greatest of all time, and Jeffrey, earlier before the game, we were talking about Tiger Woods. You know, and people talk about Michael Jordan and compare
Michael Jordan came out yesterday and said Tiger Woods was the best comeback he's ever seen.
Well, you know,
and that's not like Michael to do.
We were fortunate enough to also do a shout out to Upper Deck, who was nice enough to sponsor the Tiger Woods Tiger Jam. So we were there. My sister and I went to Tiger Jam, and he gave a nice, you know, he raised a lot of money for a lot of people. But there he said, and this is the first time, I've heard him that confident in years. He said, "I'm back." And, you know, because I'm going to go back and I'm going to.
You sure he didn't say, "My back"?
You know, he did mention, you know, all the struggles, you know, and he's been through some struggles, right?
But I mean, years ago, we're watching this guy get pulled over and he didn't know where he was.
Yeah. So, and the back surgeries and everything else.
Three back surgeries. You know, 43 years old.
The year before last, he couldn't even show up to his own charity.
Correct.
So this year, he told us he was going to do this and he went out and did it. It was fantastic.
He didn't just do it. He did
14-1.
He did it at Augusta at the Masters. And he did it with a star-studded field. I mean, he beat the best in the world. Because on Sunday, there were 6-7 guys that were all there with him.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
He almost made as much money as the guy that cashed out from William Hill.
I actually said that guy should have bet $150,000, so that way he could have said he made more on the Masters than Tiger did.
Exactly.
Again, this would be a good time to mention the Italian-American Golf Tournament, which is next Saturday at Vegas National. It was great to watch the Masters. Anytime Tiger plays, I think it's great for the sport.
Oh, always. Oh, yeah. And when he's relevant, it's even better for the sport.
That's fantastic he's back.
And I mean, listen, the books have been making a killing on Tiger for 11 years now, right?
Yeah,
they just kept taking the money. The money. They gave some back last weekend.
Well, I think they're going to do the match play with Lefty again, with Phil Mickelson.
No. And Tiger again?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it again. Well, because it was good television and made money.
High ratings. This is fantastic. Now, seeing him back like this is, you know. I mean, I can't play golf. I'm like miserable at it.
Yeah, me too.
But I love watching Tiger play. He's an artist.
Now you know how I feel hanging around with Jeffrey. the reality is, how are the ratings?
I'm taking it hard today.
Well, you know, listen, I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, this is good. Get it out of your system.
If you're going to take it, that's the way you want to take it.
How are the ratings for I was not in the country, but I didn't see what happened.
Where were you at?
Down in Trinidad and Tobago.
Nice. He was in
Where's Timbago?
Oh, come on.
It's right across from Venezuela, 7 miles
is it?
Across.
I really don't. I never heard of Timbago.
You've never been to Trinidad, man. Trinidad, Timbago.
You got to go tomorrow.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to Pahrump.
By the way, beautiful country and great food.
On vacation.
Fantastic people, awesome place to be.
They like their food spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like Trust me, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm a disgrace to my people. I don't eat spicy.
So for those of you listening, Amal happens to be East Indian. And
a lot of West Indians?
I was going to say.
Yeah, they would have feathers.
No.
West Indian
isn't the Native Americans that you're thinking of.
I don't know what I'm thinking
of. That would be more like Trinidad.
I don't know where that country was.
Are you from like North Southern California?
No, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm from the north side of Chicago.
That explains
which
everything.
Which is different than the south side of Chicago.
Well, good thing you didn't say you're from the east side of Chicago because that would be Lake Michigan.
Yeah, East Chicago is a place you never want to go to.
I've been to some places. I'm not that cool worried. I've been down to Liberty City and Carroll City in Miami. Trust me.
East Chicago is, I think, it was the worst
That's
city.
In Indiana, actually, right?
It's across from Indiana, yeah. East Chicago is one of the toughest cities in America. Worse than Buffalo.
I go to places where they'll take your kidneys from you. So.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you know, the good news is you got a spare.
Yeah.
The good news is I'm an organ donor. Yeah. I'm happy to be an organ donor.
Nothing like waking up in a bathtub of ice in a foreign country.
with a note.
Urban legend. Urban legend. Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. You can also find us on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify. And now on Roku, we've go to the Prime Time channel. And, of course, go to visit our website at Vegas Nonstop. Stop in studio. We've got gaming executive John English, sports analyst Amal Shah, Jeffrey with the G Line. One, go ahead, Jeffrey Kramer. We're going to take our last commercial break and come on back with more Vegas Nonstop.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written.
Jonathan Scott here, back on Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. It's the Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
Oh my God.
Golden Lord. Nights. I know it's a stretch. We're looking for songs that have nights in it.
That was okay.
You like that one, right?
Our away jerseys were white. It helped last night, but okay.
In studio,
the Moody Blues will put you
gaming
to sleep.
Executive John English, sports analyst Amal Shah, and my co-host Jeffrey with the G-Line One. Go ahead. Happy holiday weekend, everybody, and we hope you're having fun. Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties, and Sapphire Pool Day Club is now open. Here's a few things that are going on this holiday weekend. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Fest is Saturday today, and car shows at the Orleans Hotel and Casino with live music by Reverend Horton Heat. If you've never seen Reverend Horton Heat, he's cool as you know what, man. The Delta Bombers, legendary singer Wanda Jackson. Tickets are 40 smackers. Heartbreak Hotel, the new concert experience, is at Harrah's Las Vegas. And it showcases Elvis Presley's rise to stardom with amazing archival videos. Never seen before. Photos of the King of Rock and Roll starring Eddie Clendening, who starred as Elvis in Broadway's Million Dollar Quartet. It's a must-see show if you're an Elvis fan, and I'm an Elvis fan. I've always been an Elvis fan, and it just covers everything from Colonel Parker to Priscilla. Actually, there wasn't that much Priscilla in it, but it's really great. It's in the Harrah's Showroom. For you stoners, and you know who you are, reefer-loving, reggae-influenced reggae band Slightly Stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D, appears at, you guessed it, The Joint at the Hard Rock Hotel. Also on Saturday, 4/20, at 10:30 p.m. at the Cromwell, Snoop Dogg is celebrating the 25th anniversary of his debut album, Doggy Style. Tickets start at $40. 8 p.m., The Cannery presents Coolio and the funky Cold Medina hip-hop star Tone Loc and Young MC, whose real name is Marvin, with tickets starting at only $20. Thursday, 5 p.m., the Billboard Latin Music Awards are at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. Tickets start at $69. Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Miss Dionne Warwick is spreading her love at Bally's Theater with all of her hit songs. Tickets start at $66.50, and I think I'll be going to that show. Now through May 11th, James Taylor and his all-star band appear at Caesars Palace Coliseum. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., The Strat, formerly The Stratosphere, is hosting a free family-friendly Easter celebration on Level 108 with the Easter Bunny and entertainment. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George, one of the best stand-up comics of all time. Shout out to George. Bronx Wanderers do everything from Dion and the Belmonts to Bruno Mars over at The Link. Tenors of Rock are at Planet Hollywood, and with our friend Jimmy Denning leading the charge for Tenors of Rock. Zombie Burlesque with our friend Enoch Augustus Scott at Planet Hollywood is another great show. Again, we invite you to watch Vegas Nonstop on the new Roku channel, Prime Time, and listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and our website, VegasNonstop.com. So have a great holiday weekend. Jeffrey with a G, you want to talk about football a little bit? Is that where you want to take the charge here?
Well, Amal and I were just talking about how the schedules for the upcoming season just came out. I believe the opening game is
Bears-Packers.
New England and, Bears-Packers.
Bears-Packers is the first game of the season.
You are correct.
For the first time, I guess, in like 25 years,
on
it's been
September
a non-
5th.
Super Bowl.
The Bears
team.
Will host the Packers and Mr. Rodgers.
Mitch Trubisky.
Another shout out to our friend Ernie.
Ernie's a fan of Vegas Nonstop. Shout out to
Bears
E3.
Bears are favored by 3.5 in that game, John.
I'm surprised that they would post the odds this early.
Well, you know, listen, if somebody's going to bet it, opportunity for you, A, to put money in your coffers and hold on to it for 6 months.
Bless you.
Plus, it also just elicits action from people that are traveling. You know, coming to Las Vegas, they may not be here in the fall. They want to make a wager on the game. They have an opportunity to do so.
Yeah, well, that's great. I can't wait. Personally, to me, there's only two seasons, football and no football. But, you know, now there's hockey.
Yeah.
And I've become a fan, and I still, there's, you know, things I
still. Do you watch the games at home?
I went to the Westgate yesterday to watch the
game. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went by myself. You had an event to go to, so I went to and watched. I watched the second and third period.
Good for you. Now, last year before we had our hockey team, you know, you and I often discussed the fact that you never watched hockey, even though you grew up in a great hockey town. Are you now finding yourself watching games and getting more familiar with the sport?
I am. You know, there's still a lot of things that I don't understand. You know, just nuances of the game and when they put the second line in and you know, so I don't understand some of the penalties, you know, and some of the strategies.
Don't worry about half the people at the arena don't either.
I hear that from a lot of my friends that come from hockey towns that come to here. They're like, the fans don't know hockey, but they're the loudest I've ever heard.
You know, what we're doing, though, is we're creating hockey fans. That really, by the end of the season, everybody knows what's going on.
And I'm pointing to Jonathan as a perfect example because literally – he knew nothing and wanted nothing to do with hockey last year.
My favorite question I asked Jeffrey, I said, is there a halftime? And he said, well, they call it between the periods. And I said,
intermissions.
And I said, isn't that when you go see your girlfriend between the periods?
He told me he didn't want to go to a hockey game because he thought it would be too cold.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. But Johnny took me. He's got great seats. And
yeah, we love
thank
it.
You to Sister Ellen for giving up her ticket so I could go to
a
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We love it. It's you know, we're big supporters, and we're locked in there.
For the next 5 years now, right?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. Yeah, and we got, you know, the playoffs and all that, which is very exciting.
You know what you point out to me, John, also, is that it's nonstop action. See, Vegas nonstop.
It is, right?
But, you know, unlike football where you say that there's only, like, what, 10 minutes of actual play or
– yeah.
Yeah,
but hockey is not stopped.
Right. You got to figure Fleury's in the goal for a solid 60 minutes and sometimes more.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So you're not going to get that kind of play in football.
The athleticism is amazing.
Well, and not only that, and most sports people will tell you this that have followed sports in general for a while, playoff hockey is unlike any other sports playoffs. It's on another level. These guys are out there. Most of the guys that are going to get the maximum ice time are going to play between 27 and 30 minutes a game. Typically your first line offense, your first line defense. These guys are going at it full force for 30 minutes. I mean, it's
the energy is insane.
Unreal.
The energy in the arena is crazy. But let's go to football and talk a little bit about that.
I just want to add one thing real quickly. If you could duplicate the effort and the intensity that they give on the ice during the postseason in your whatever business or industry you're in, you would be at the pinnacle of your profession.
Yeah.
It's really impressive the way they play out there.
I mean, I watch Fleury play, and I mean, sometimes I just think he's one of the greatest athletes ever. I mean, he's flipping, he's flopping, he's like an acrobat everywhere.
A great goalie looks just like that.
And he's taking shots that are unbelievably fast.
And reacting off
at
a rebound.
100 miles an hour with a solid puck.
Isn't it like
frozen.
200 miles an hour, the puck coming at him?
No.
Is it more, no. It's more than 100.
The hardest slap shot in hockey is probably about 110.
Tops.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, Bobby Hull used to put it up 120, 130.
I think I don't remember the exact number, but we went to the skills game in San Jose.
Yeah.
So the hardest slap shot, and I'm trying to think of
Bobby
who it was.
Bobby Chara from the Bruins.
No, it wasn't. I don't think so.
Oh, Shea Weber from Montreal, the defenseman. Usually defensemen that have the hardest slap shot.
It was about 110, 111.
Yeah. You know what's different for me, again, as a new fan, is that I used to hear, and again, in you know, Chicago Blackhawks, and people used to say, and I don't hear that anymore, that they would like going to hockey games for the fights.
Yeah.
And they used to say that, but you just don't see that.
Listen to Ryan Reeves' Kane fight the other night. You know, although it broke up fast.
Excuse me. Did you see the young 19-year-old Russian kid who tried to step to Ovechkin the other night?
Svechnikov. No.
He laid him out.
You know,
he hasn't come back yet. Knocked him out cold. Really?
But what was he thinking?
That's what I'm saying. Well, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Let me add a couple things. First of all, the fastest slap shot ever was Zdeno Chara, 108.8. Still playing as
ever. Ever,
ever? Okay. Ever,
ever. No.
It was that last year? Because I think we were pretty close last year.
That's what I just said, Chara.
No, it was actually...
Might have been him, yeah.
It was in Al McGinnis or Ally Afraidy.
No,
or
Ally Afraidy was up there at 105. It was
Bobby Hull,
Zdeno
wasn't
Chara
like 115?
In 2012.
Ever.
Wow. Ever.
Really?
Well, when they say ever, that means forever.
Yeah. I think that's a Dionne Warwick song.
Right, let's talk about the what we're talking about with the
AAFF. Well, we talked about it briefly that it went away, and there's been the three or four different football leagues that have come out over the last 10 years. We had Coach Jim Fossil on the air with us, and he had something. Of course, Mike Ditka had a team. Our friend Vince Neil from Motley Crue had a team a couple of years ago here in Las Vegas. What happened? I mean, is it there's just no room for a second league?
It takes a lot of money and overhead to run these leagues, and if you're not generating ticket sales and asses and seats and paraphernalia and concession sales and it becomes very, very expensive quickly.
Even if you take guys like Vince McMahon that have a lot of money and have done
in this most recent scenario, weren't they paying some of these coaches to come out of retirement like ridiculous amounts of money? Bob Stoops, wasn't he a coach?
Yep, absolutely.
They were playing more than the players.
It's almost impossible to compete with the NFL.
It really is.
No.
I just think, first of all, the product is so watered down. Look, these are guys trying to get to the NFL. And here's how I equate this to in other sports. Does anybody watch AAA baseball? Not really.
Well, that's why I wonder how this new stadium is going to be supported here in Las Vegas.
Sold out on season tickets.
Hold on. I think geographically, people do watch AAA baseball.
Yeah, depending on where you live.
Correct.
But I'm talking about if you're in markets, obviously.
Well, we don't have a team here.
Like Phoenix Hotshots.
No, but it'll be interesting to see. I agree with you how the Aviators do in Summerlin once all the fanfare's gone.
And it's 120 degrees.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you, a lot of people locked into season tickets, though. They're sold out.
I mean, it's fun. It's family entertainment.
Sold out?
Season tickets.
70 games?
All the season tickets are sold out.
Okay. Listen, that's impressive. It is year one, and I get it. And remember, they're also still riding the wave of all the night success, right? So people want to get in early. Granted, you don't have PSLs or anything like that.
No, but it's a great park.
It's a great park. It's a nice night out. By the way, the food there is incredible.
I was going to say the food is great.
I know several local chefs in town that have stands or food there, and they really went all out. You know, guys like Brian Howard from Sparrow and Wolf have stuff there.
And then you got downtown Summerlin afterwards to roll out into and have a good night. You know,
it's come
fun.
Out of that game at 9:30. Downtown Summerlin is a ghost town.
Really?
Yeah.
Won't be for long.
What are they going to do, open up a nightclub?
Probably.
They should.
Yeah, they will.
Want to talk about baseball a little bit? Too early in the season? I mean, any big things going on?
Lots of stories.
Baseball?
I mean, listen, the Yankees and the Red Sox are both under 500, 20 games in. At least the Yankees have a reason. Mm-hmm. They have a MASH unit of a team right now because everyone's on the, I guess they now call it the IL, right? There's no DL?
Yeah, exactly.
What's IL? Injured,
disabled, list. I don't care what you want to call it. They're not playing. You know, all their big players and some of their pitchers. Although CC Sabathia came back, pitched a nice game for the Yankees. Chris Sale for the Red Sox is, I believe, 0-4.
He is. Right now, he's minus $7.65 if you're betting $100 on him in the first four games so far.
Wow. You lost 7.5 units betting him.
Exactly.
Holy cow. So listen.
Holy cow.
It's only 20 games in. Do I think it's time to hit the panic button? Absolutely not. There's too much talent on that Red Sox team. Obviously, the defending champs. You know, starting with Mookie Betts at the top of the lineup.
I'll say hello to your hometown for you.
Thank you very much. Please do. And if you get a chance, go by Fenway because it's a great place to see. And you're staying at a great hotel in the Back Bay. I love that area of town. Yeah, it really is. It's a fun time of year to be in Boston.
Well, yeah, it'll be mid-May.
I want to thank John English for joining us, as always, my brother. John, thanks for coming in. Amal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And if you see
John, thanks for reminding me to come in again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Eat well, party hard, my friends. Go Vegas Golden Knights. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Happy 420. Happy, happy, joy, joy. If you see us out, please say hello. Like us and share us and visit the website at VegasNonstop.com. Eat well, party hard, my friends. Jonathan Gottstein, be nice to each other. Peace out.
What a save by two.